The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Ski. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, those of you who are fans of rock and roll music in the late 1960s will instantly recognize that tune from Crosby, Stills and Nash, the Marrakesh Express, and that's exactly where we are for this latest stop of the Water Ski Pro Tour. My name's Tony Lightfoot, and this is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. Now, a few of the skiers arriving today, the day before the competition, gave us their first impressions of the site after they skied. So with that in mind, let's get to it. Our first skier with the first impressions are starting right about now. All right, so Camille Bamra, the only native Moroccan skier in this field, and naturally you've skied at this facility, so you're well used to it. Does being the only Moroccan skier come with a level of expectation, a little bit of pressure on your shoulders to perform on your home site?
Well, obviously, because you're representing your country, but also your continent. I've been skiing for Morocco since I've started water skiing, and it's always a pleasure to represent my country.
All right, then. So let's go down to the brass tacks a little bit here. So far as personal best, you know, what is your best score coming into this event this year?
Well, so far I've gone up to 1 at 41. I had the chance to run 39 at Okeechobee in America, in Florida. And it was really nice. Great skiing.
Okay, and taking that into account, what do you reckon is going to be an above average score for you going forwards?
Well, I hope to run 39 again, obviously. I think this could be a good chance. The lake here is amazing. The skiing feels great. But, you know, we never know. That's part of water skiing. You never really know what you're going to do. And I think that's the good part of it.
So, Ali Nicholson, you had a few challenges making it here with all of your bags and what have you, but when you arrived here yesterday, you had a couple of practice sets, and things went okay. How did the site play with you?
Yeah, I mean, we got out yesterday. The site looks amazing, beautiful, super pretty, very excited to be here. Able to get a practice set, kind of shake off the jet lag yesterday. Those first sets, I think, getting off the plane are always pretty hard, so... After a long day of travel, we had 2 hours in the car to get here because we flew into Casablanca, and got here, took a practice set. I was saying, I think the wind plays a little bit more than we think. The wind forecast for the tournament, though, looks great. I think it's going to be a really awesome event. But I definitely think the wind plays on the body a little bit more, especially on the gates. That was my hardest thing yesterday trying to figure out. So I'm going to take a practice set again today, be ready for the tournament, and hopefully kind of dial in those gates and figure everything out.
What do you think the upper level score is going to be among the female competitors here at the Marrakesh Pro?
Oh, I see no reason why scores are not high at all. We'll see after how I feel after the practice set today. Yesterday's scores for me were a little low. I'm going to blame that on jet lag, hopefully. But I don't see any reason why we don't see big scores here.
All right, then. So, Beatrice Yanni, coming to us out of Italy. How was your experience out there on the water at the Marrakesh Pros venue?
Hey, ciao, Tony. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me. It was actually great. The conditions are one of the best I've ever been to. There is a little bit of crosswind, which is hard sometimes. But it felt pretty good, so I hope tomorrow it's going to be a good day.
Okay, you come into this event having not had an awful lot of opportunities to ski in tournament or practice or anything like that due to work constraints. So taking that all of that into account, what would you say would be your greatest expectation so far as a score and maybe a position in this event?
I missed the first tournament this year. I feel so bad about it, but I'm happy to be part again of the pro tour. I guess tomorrow I'll give it all, and I hope I'll do my best. Hopefully score some buoys at 38, like at least 4 or 5 as I usually do, maybe more.
Well, Alicia Bagnoli, no stranger to traveling to strange and unusual places on the water ski Pro Tour. Your first time in Morocco, how's it been for you so far?
It's been great. The weather and the site is really nice. As you said, it's the first time for me. But it's always nice to just go and visit new places. And I always try to go and follow every Pro Tour stop there is out there. So it's going to bring me to new places all the time.
All right, you've practiced here out there on the slalom course. How did it go for you?
Yeah, I practiced yesterday. I took like 6 passes, and it feels pretty much like I ski in Recetto. The water is fairly cold, and it's fairly hard. So honestly, no major changes for me. I just skied like I always did in Recetto, and I skied pretty good. So I'm pretty confident about tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm sitting here with Brandon Caruso, the skier that we don't get to see an awful lot on the North American side of the Atlantic, but quite a popular skier in Europe. And you're here at the Marrakesh Pro. You've taken a practice ride. Your assessment of how you did out there and what the water conditions are like?
It's definitely a beautiful place to ski. It was just kind of tricky for me to understand the gates, like the timing, how to make it right. But second set today was better than yesterday, so I'm happy with that. And then I'll try my best tomorrow.
Still in the early part of the season, I guess you haven't skied too many events, but what would your highest expectation be in terms of performance at this event, the inaugural Marrakesh Pro?
Honestly, I skied much this year because I started earlier in the US. I was in Miami already in March. So I feel like I'm like fully trained. But of course, as you know, like slalom, you have ups and downs. The last few weeks, especially in US, I was kind of going down. Then I got back when I went back to Europe. So we'll see. You know, we have a lot of tournaments ahead. I'm just going to try to keep my focus.
Okay, so Sasha Desca, kind of welcome back to the Waterski Pro Tour here at the Marrakesh Pro. You practiced recently. How did everything go out there for you?
It was good. Water is not really warm, so I'm happy. I was a little bit afraid of this. But no, nothing to say. The lake is perfect. Boat is... It's good as well, good driver, so let's go and see what we can do tomorrow and hopefully Thursday.
And how have you been practicing on the lead up to this event, because we haven't seen too much of you so far this season?
I've been focusing a lot on my training because last year was not easy, so I decided to maybe not to compete in the first few tournaments and focus on this. So yeah, let's see if he was the good choice.
All right, then, sitting here with Thomas De Gasperi here, getting ready for the Marrakesh Pro. First off, great to have you back. It seems like an eternity ago since we last saw you ski in a professional event. So with that in mind, how did your practice go, and how are you feeling expectation-wise going forward?
You know, I woke up at 2:30 this morning, flew from Milan to here, so I'm a little bit, you know.
Jet-lagged?
No, not jet-lagged, just a little tired, a little slow. But I wanted to get wet. The lake feels amazing. And yeah, I'm looking forward for tomorrow. I had a little slow start of the season because I thought I was on the right ski, but I just changed it a week and a half ago, so hopefully it will pay out.
Okay, so essentially the reason why you were missing for some of the major tournaments and even the MLCQs, you know, was just seems that things weren't totally dialed in with what you had.
Yeah, it's always hard for me to find the right settings for a new ski each year, and you know, you start your season in Orlando where the water can be a little cooler, and then it warms up very fast, and and I thought I was on the right ski and the settings were right, but then I got a backup and it felt a lot better about a week ago when I went back to Italy. So I'm pretty confident that this is the right better ski for me, so hopefully tomorrow we'll show that that will work.
All right, then, get settled in to the Marrakesh Pro. At least the practice day of it is Lisbeth Montavon. You've just come off the water. You just finished your practice set. How did it feel out there for you?
It felt great. I'm actually breathing a little heavy. I literally just got off the water. No, it felt fantastic. It's a beautiful sight. It's fascinating to me. It's quite literally a swimming pool. I've never seen anything like this, so it's about as pristine as it gets. Boat felt great. A little bit breezy out there, but that's to be expected. And we're just really happy to be in Africa. I've never skied on this continent before.
Okay, obviously you had one or two questions before you set off from South Beach from Miami. You probably had the easiest travel schedule to get here. You just rocked up to a Miami airport, which is like your local airport, and fly to Casablanca. But what were kind of the challenges that you believed you were going to face, and did you succumb them, or were there any new challenges in terms of making it here and adjusting?
I wouldn't say necessarily a challenge. Just wanting to make sure we pack enough of everything we're going to need for the 3 weeks that we're going to be here on this part of the tour. So my husband and I are doing this tournament, and then we're going to be in Monaco, and then we'll see you guys in Italy. So 3 weeks of tournaments, you want to make sure you pack enough of everything and be prepared for, you know, whatever worst case scenario may happen. I will say I wish I had studied up a little bit more in my French before coming here. I believe French is the second most spoken language in Morocco.
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah, so I probably should have brushed up a little bit more. I'd be able to be a little more polite to everybody I know, or I've met here anyway. So I think that was probably the only thing, is just being able to communicate effectively with everybody that we've run into.
Okay, so in terms of practice and preparing for this event on the water, what kind of score would you say would be up there amongst your highest expectations going forward?
You know, I think as it kind of stands for most of pro women's slalom, I think about midway through that 39 off or 10.75 pass is really solid for all of us, especially, you know, to make a final. And I think even to get around that 3.4 at 39 in the final puts some pressure on whoever's coming after you on the dock. So I'd like to get midway through 39. I'd like to get more 38s under my belt. In pro events, it's always good practice. I'm on a new ski, so, you know, that's a bit of an adventure as well. So, really just working on me, getting more experience.
So, Nikki Antonsen, you've just gotten off the water. And so what's your first assessment of the conditions and the venue here?
Yeah, it's really nice. I was not sure at first to be completely in the desert and have water so far out of Marrakesh. But the lake ski is really, really nice. I also scored a pretty good score for the first time skiing here. And yeah, it was just nice, good conditions, very calm water, especially in comparison to just coming from Vienna. We have a lot of backwash, so it was perfect to ski here.
So you've come off the water pretty happy with what you've done. So how does that translate to a score for you? What are you expecting yourself to be able to get at minimum?
I'm hoping to run 39, so that's the main goal. And yeah, the biggest goal is, and my biggest hope is, to run 3 at 41, so to beat the Austrian national record and also beat my own record. That would be the main goal for me tomorrow.
All right, so I'm here with Manon Costar. Welcome back to the Water Ski Pro Tour, at least in the competitive realm. You've taken a practice here at the site for the Marrakesh Pro. What's your first assessment?
I'm very excited to be here. It was really nice to get on the water. I was expecting it to be really warm and pretty slow because it's hot here, and it's actually pretty fresh and fast and very nice to ski, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I get the impression from a lot of skiers that this water is unexpectedly a little cooler for what people would expect being out in the middle of an arid climate and desert-like atmosphere such as it is 40 kilometers north of Marrakesh. you know. So I mean, it's quite unusual from that aspect, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I was definitely surprised, but happily surprised. I've always liked cold water better, so this is good for me.
So an encouraging sign going forward from your perspective. Okay, so what kind of score would be enough to satisfy you going down the line? You know, when you get through the first and second rounds. I mean, what kind of score can we expect from you?
That's a big question already. I'm not sure. I don't really like talking about scores right away. I'm gonna try and ski my best. I've been doing pretty high scores at home when I was training in Lacanau and in Rockburn, so I'm gonna try and at least get, you know, pretty far into 10. Hopefully that would be nice.
And among the final athletes to get a practice ride in before the competition starts in earnest here at the Marrakesh Pro is Freddie Winter. So how did you rate your practice set and the conditions and everything?
Yeah, a little windy, I guess, would be my only sort of less than positive observation. You know, you come to a new place and, I mean, new continent. I've never been to Africa before. And you always kind of wonder what it's going to be like. I heard there was going to be this, it's an interesting plastic lined side of the lake. And I was thinking, you know, is it going to make it feel weird or anything? No, I mean, it's great. It feels actually, I mean, I've been skiing in very cold water back in England, wrapped up in a lot of neoprene, and I have to say that this was a lot more pleasurable of a ski set than the last sort of 15 or whatever I've done in the last few weeks back in England. So yeah, no, I'm excited. A little windy for one or two of my passes at the end there, but definitely very skiable. I think we're going to have better conditions tomorrow morning anyway.
So you had a relatively slow start to the season, and you caught up a little bit with the Lake 38 Pro.
Well, hang on a minute, mate. I won Moomba.
Yes, you did. I was about to say a slow start to the North American side of the Water Ski Pro Tour. I would say a slow start on the Water Ski Pro Tour.
Yeah, I mean, look,
let me correct
the narrative a little bit, just without being too defensive. We've had four tournaments this year. I won the first one. The most recent one, I lost in a runoff. The one before that, I think there's a current of thinking out there that I probably should have had a chance to go into the finals, and Swiss I messed up. But I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm coming here without any thought that I'm any less capable than where I was, you know, at the start of the year or last year. So, you know, it's all good, Tony. We don't need to be negative.
Well, I'm not being negative. I'm just saying that so
well,
far.
I think you were being a bit negative, Tony.
All right, then. Okay, you said I was a little bit negative. Okay. I understand that. But you're still behind the leaders right now, towards the top of the Water Ski Pro Tour standings right now. And this is one of the events on that season long competition. So
it's the biggest one.
It's the biggest one, obviously, so far. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're so lucky. Let's be positive, Tony. That's what I'm about. Unlike you.
What do you mean? What are you giving me grief for? I'm giving it to you like it is.
Such a slow start to the year. Wow, you must feel so insecure about your skiing. No. Let's be positive. We're here in Africa. It's the first ever tournament on this continent, pro tournament, as far as I'm concerned, or at least as far as I know. We've got you know, an incredible lake here. All the organisers have done an amazing job of bringing water skiing to a new place. It's number three tournament of the year on the Water Ski Pro Tour.
Yeah.
Obviously, outside of that, we kind of had the Nautiki, Moomba, and Master situation.
At least so far as the slalom event is concerned, we've had Ellie Knight, Jamfer Jump, and the Swiss Pro Tricks.
So. Of course, and we've got yourself here. It's the third slalom event, which is the third with TWBC, which we're very happy about. In fact, very much organised by TWBC. So this is great. And I think one of my favourite things every time I turn up and see you guys is I know that, you know, we're going to have slow motion replays, and everyone's going to see exactly what happens. You know, there's not going to be any cause for alarm in any of those areas. So that's what I'm excited about. So let's go have some fun in the next couple of days.
All right, then, with that, that brings to a conclusion this this episode of the TWBC podcast. Great to have y'all on board. I'll try and get some more interviews a little bit later on before the event. There were a number of skiers that I attempted to interview, but they had prior engagements in Marrakesh. So I'm going to see if I can catch up with them tonight. And if I do, then you'll see... you'll hear those interviews on this podcast. But for now, this is Tony Lightfoot saying ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.